Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, COVID numbers. 30 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. None of those cases from Lagos. It's looking very good right now, so let's keep it that way. Continue to limit your movement. When you must go out to work or to buy essentials, wear a mask. Keep your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. And a second hard fact of the day, 6 million. That's how many Nigerians have received the COVID-19 so far, according to NPHCDA. I hope all 1 million of you are among them, because 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. If you're not among them, if you're not one of them, please stop falling my hand, I beg, eh? Just go and register on NPHCDA, NPHCDA's website. And that's for those of you in Lagos. For those who are outside of Lagos, you just walk into the nearest primary healthcare center close to you and get your jab free of charge. Make sure you are fully vaccinated. So that means you get both jabs. If you've gotten the first one, go back to where you got the first one. You don't need to get you don't need to register again if you're in Lagos. Just go back there and get your second dose. And that's it. You're fully protected. And thank you for tuning into Hard Facts. I have a great show for you today, starting with the Big Three, where we'll talk about the NSAS panel submitting its report to the state government. Then, let's talk about the government's decision to create a panel to review the panel report. And then, let's talk about the Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers issuing a preliminary report on the Ikoyi building collapse. At 4 o'clock, it's quarterfinal number 2 of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Today will be 13-year-old Tanvita Kaushik versus 15-year-old Hamid Olarewaju. They're both excellent debaters, so it's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. No big hard fact today, because you heard Serafina Napoleon. We're going to be bringing you the Super Eagles game. They're playing against Cape Verde today. They need a draw to qualify for the next round of the World Cup qualifiers. So fly, Eagles, fly. We're rooting for you over here. I wish I had that song that goes, make way for Super Eagles, you know, that song. But I don't have it. So, you know, just pretend I'm singing it. As usual, we're going to have all the updates, the news updates at the top of every hour. I don't think we'll have updates for you today, though, because we have that live match happening. But we'll see how it goes. But there's definitely going to be the 6 p.m. news. So make sure you listen to that, because after that, Conversations with Rufai will take the air at 6:15. Now, like I said, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Should the government apologize to Nigeria's youth for how the NSAS protests ended? Is a second NSAS panel necessary? And will the Ikoyi collapse bring changes to the building approvals process? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. The Lagos NSAS panel has submitted its report to the government. That's our first story. It happened yesterday. Governor Sanwo-Olu has set up a second committee to write a white paper on the findings and submit it within 2 weeks. The white paper is supposed to detail what government should do about the recommendations. But what are the recommendations? What are the findings? The government has not published the report officially yet. And many Lagosians are very unhappy about this. Many are saying, just publish the damn report. Let's be reading it while government works on its response. And one of the panelists warned the state government not to tamper with the report. When asked about whether the governor should publish the report, Ebunwolu Adegboruwa said, quote, "That is the only way to build a true nation and avoid a repeat of the atrocious acts of security agencies against our people, especially the youths, the vulnerable, and the helpless. It is my view that Lagos State, having appeared before the panel as a party, having tendered documents before the panel, and led witnesses to a position on the incident of the Lekki toll gate, it will be unfair and improper for Lagos State to be a judge in its cause by seeking to review the report of the panel. However, the governor explained to me that this would only be done to enable the government to implement the findings and recommendations of the panel and not to tamper with it or mutilate it. I believe in His Excellency. I will, however, keep observing the turn of events, and at the appropriate time, one may be forced to state the full contents of the report if the promises made are not fulfilled. I can never and will never subscribe to anything that would amount to covering up the report of the panel." End quote. Those were the words of Ebunwolu Adegboruwa. He was one of the people who worked at the panel. Now, the report may have been leaked last night. A document surfaced online purporting to be the report. Emmanuel Onwuka spoke to one of the panelists, Temitope Majekodumi. He is the youth representative on the panel. And he agreed that some of what he had seen online reflected the findings. That's what he said to Emeka Onwuka. He said, Emmanuel Onwuka, he said that some of what had been found reflected the findings. Right now, multiple news publications are reporting the online leak as the panel report. These these publications include The Punch, The Guardian, The Daily Post, The BBC, and CNN. These are all the people who are reporting the online leak as the panel report. So what does the online report say? Specifically, what does it say about the shooting at the Lekki toll gate on October 20th last year? Let me give you some of the highlights. I read the whole thing last night, all 309 pages of that document that leaked online. And it says that the protest at the Lekki toll gate was peaceful from the first day to the last. It says that the protesters there were not disruptive. They cleaned up after themselves. They were gracious to the staff at the Lekki Concession Company who were operating the toll gate. They also worked well with the police, handed over any miscreants who attempted to commit a crime there. The report also points out that the protesters at the toll gate were exercising a legal right and at no point violated the law. It also says there is no basis for the army's claim that the protest at the toll gate had been hijacked and become violent. The report says that while there was violence on the 20th in places like Mushing and Orile, the toll gate itself remained completely peaceful, and therefore there was no need to deploy security agents there. The report also claims that the panel found that there was no justification for calling the army itself because the situation had clearly not broken down beyond the point where the police could control it. For that reason, it claims that the panel found that it doesn't matter whether the army followed its rules of engagement or not, the army should not have been at the toll gate. But what did the army do at the toll gate? The online report claims that 65 Battalion of the 81 Division was there, led by Lieutenant Colonel Bello. It claims the panel found that the army used both blank rounds and live ammunition at the toll gate and fired both in the air and directly at the protesters. This report that leaked online claims that there were numerous casualties, including 9 confirmed dead, 4 presumed dead. Over 30 others were confirmed injured, but the online report also accepts that the casualty numbers may be higher. That's because the report claims that the panel found that there was a cover-up involving the army and various agencies of the state government. This report that leaked online claims that the panel found that bodies were carried away from the scene, ambulances were prevented from reaching the scene, and that from the early hours of the morning, LOMA and other agencies began cleaning up the toll gate site before investigators could inspect it. The online report claims that the panel called this a violation of best practices in crime scene investigation. Also, the report claims that the panel accused the LCC of manipulating the CCTV cameras at the toll gate to limit the amount of shooting that was covered. Here are some of the names of the dead listed by the online report. Victor Sunday Ibarra, Solomon Abuta, Jide, Olalekan Abedin Ashafa, Olamilekan Ajasa, Kolade Salami, Folorunsho Olabisi, Kenechukwu Ugo, Nathaniel Solomon. May their souls rest in peace. The report also claims that the panel accused the police of also shooting at protesters after the army left. It says the panel said that the police lied when they testified that they had scaled back their operations across the state since October 14th. It says the panel has evidence based on daily sign-offs of guns and ammunition at police stations that police continued operating during the protests and increased their activity on October 20th. Then there's a report, there's a question of whether the shooting can be called a massacre. That was one of the biggest debates last year. According to this report that leaked online, the panel said yes. It claims that the panel used 2 definitions for massacre. The first one is, quote, the killing of multiple individuals, which is considered to be morally unacceptable, especially when perpetrated by political actors against defenseless victims, end quote. The second definition of massacre is, quote, the act or instance of killing a number of usually helpless or unresisting human beings under circumstances of atrocity or cruelty, end quote. So I ask you, does the Lekki shooting qualify? The report claims that the panel made recommendations. First of all military personnel who went to the toll gate should be disciplined and dismissed from service. The army should be discouraged from intervening in internal security. We've talked about that so many times here on Hard Facts. All protesters still behind bars should be released. So notice that 1 year later, Lagos, some protesters are still being held. The hospitals that treated Lekki massacre victims free of charge should be giving special awards, and government should clear the bills. That's another recommendation from this report that leaked online. The DPO and officers of Marokko Police Station should be prosecuted for shooting civilians at the toll gate. All security agencies should be retrained on how to handle peaceful protest. The Lekki toll gate should be renamed NSAS toll gate. October 20th should be a national day named NSAS Day, and on NSAS Day, passage through the toll gate should be free of charge. That's the recommendation from the panel. They also recommend that the federal government should apologize to the youth for using state actors to end the protests. Permanent standing committees and panels should be set up to handle police brutality complaints, and a fund for Lekki tollgate victims should be set up, and a memorial erected for the fallen. So this is some of what this online report says. Lagos, like I said, I read it, all 309 pages. It was hard to read. It was difficult to read. There's so much more. We're going to talk about it in the coming days, as well as what the government is saying officially. But right now, over to you. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190-0809-597-5805. That's our WhatsApp number. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp. If you're listening abroad and you want to join the show via Skype. Nigeria Info FM. That's our Skype. Nigeria Info FM. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
This is Remy.
Remy, welcome.
I read the paper too. I read it too. So it's like confirming what we've been saying from day one. We knew it took place, and we stood on it till now. I could recall a certain man kept calling you during that period. I won't mention his name. I believe you know the person too. He said he's a journalist that has been practicing since 1985. He kept saying nothing like that happened. I think he should call and apologize. He's a regular caller. Thank you.
Thank you, Remy, for calling. All right. We've got more people who are trying to call into the show. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Turn your radio off. What's your name, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio off for me, please?
Yes, I've done that.
All right. Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, my name is Chooks. I'm calling from Ibafo.
Welcome, Chooks. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been listening to your show for a long time. I'm happy to have called in today.
I'm glad to have you on the show today.
All right. The report you just read out right now is actually mind-boggling. And it goes to show how insincere our government officials can be. As a matter of fact, in a thinner climb where things work well, by now, the likes of Lai Mohammed and some other state actors have resigned by now, because this is just you lying to the public about a matter that is very glaring and evidently clear. So I want, like the last caller just said, I want the likes of your regular callers who were asking us who died. How do you know they died? Where are the families? To come now and deny this fact. And again, I want to say that the committee being set up again to sanction or bring out another white paper to review the report is actually, to me, a delay tactic. And someone who should be very careful and be, you know, should know that the world is watching. We are watching to see the end of this report, what they will do about this report, and how they will implement the condition of the report. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Chooks, for calling. Jamal on Facebook says, ordinarily, Sanwoolu should kiss his 2023 ambition goodbye. Ordinarily. Jamal, thanks for your message. We've got more messages here on Facebook. Clarence says, the Lekki tollgate massacre wasn't a failure of strategy or a failure to engage. It was premeditated murder, cold-blooded, calculated to break the youth. We've got Joy in Ikeja on the line. Hi, Joy.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling in specifically because of that there's this man, wrote to me, that usually calls in. I think he's a journalist. I don't know the journalist, the kind of investigation he has made. So this one that he's seen now, he will call in and tell you that it's not massacre, it's Sandra, it's not the...
Oh, Joy, I do wish you a call us back. Remember, of course, you can share your thoughts with us via Facebook, via WhatsApp, via YouTube. 99.3, hello. Hello? 99.3.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Eze calling from Odobo Logun State.
Welcome, Eze. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question I want to ask,
as the truth is out now, everybody has heard the truth now. The whole world is listening to you as you are talking, and you can read it in the net. What will be the next action now?
Well, the next action is to wait for the government to release their report, their white paper, in 2 weeks' time, and then we'll see where they go from there.
And after that, what will happen? What will, what will those families that lost their loved ones do? Can they compensate them? Can they even... What are they going to do?
Well, since I'm not the spokesperson of the government, I can't exactly answer those questions. But when the next thing happens, I will report it.
So for me, I will say, let them forget about it. Those that have died, have died. Let them forget about NSAC issues. Because they'll pronounce, the police have just stopped killing people. They have not stopped. So what is the essence of doing that? There is no need of doing all those things. Let them continue killing us. But one day, the cop will be full of a food that nobody will stand to witness it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Will the cop fool of a fool if you keep forgetting it? Are you not here today because you've been forgetting it for at least 60 years? Lagos, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about our second story, where Governor Sanwo-Olu says that the white paper on the NSAS panel report will be ready in 2 weeks. What do you think about that? You can still talk about the content of the report that leaked online after we come back from a break. And yes, WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Facebook, where we're streaming live, is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. We've got a debate between teenagers coming up at 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. But still to come, more Big 3. It's 3:29. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start every day on Hard Facts by bringing you three of the biggest stories of the day, and there's no story bigger than the report that leaked online from the Lagos NSAS panel. Well, before that happened, the panel submitted its findings to the governor, and the governor said that he's going to set up a four-man panel who will produce a white paper on the NSAS panel report and will make it ready in 2 weeks. So after 1 year of waiting, the NSAS panel delivered its report, but the governor has set up another panel to review the report and create a white paper on the report, which will reflect government's position on the report and what government intends to do. And the reactions have been interesting. Some Lagosians are saying that this is simply due process. Others are saying this is too much formality and not enough human face. Others are crying foul, warning against any attempt to dilute the actual findings of the first panel. That's because, like we already said, the official report of the first panel is not being made public officially yet. So many members of the public are insisting that the government should publish it while we wait for the white paper. Do you agree? Talk to me, Lagos. And yes, you can still talk about the content of the online report. 0700-993-993-993 for men, for women, 01465-7190. And of course, we've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Facebook available as well. Share your thoughts there. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Mr. Samuel from Jakon de Lekki.
Welcome, Mr. Samuel.
Okay. Yeah, I read the report online also, and it's in confirmation of what we also have been saying before yesterday night. But I think, I don't know whether the media is also doing something for Lai Mohammed to come out and apologize, because he needs to apologize. Because I believe if Nigeria is like other Western countries, by now he should have resigned. And also, is the media going to also influence the government to tell us who ordered the killing? Because we need to hear who ordered the soldiers to come in and kill the people. And other things that they've not told us at the end of the day. So So I'm happy that today DJ Switch and other people have been vindicated. Well, it's no longer a story of lies that we are lying or the youth are lying that nothing happened. At least then we need to hear from the army, because army has not accepted that they actually killed people. So I don't know if the media is also going to help out for these things to come out, because they've covered so much lies.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it. Well, I mean, the media is covering this story. The media is covering all sides of the story, including the ones you think are lies from government officials. I do know that Serap is suing the presidency to demand immediate dismissal of soldiers from toll gate. I also know that Serap is also updating their petition to the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. So we'll keep our eye on this story. This story will be with us for a while. You know, so as it unfolds, we'll bring you updates. Oluwashola in Bariga is on the line. Hi, Oluwashola, welcome.
Thank you. May God be with you.
Be with you as well, ma'am.
Yeah. You see, what is happening in our country? Thank God for the truth to come out at last. I don't think what links online is not true. If it's not, since yesterday, if you like, come up and tell us that how... That is not true, Bishop, the report. It is. But thank God for those people that let us know. Because it will be just die down or try to manipulate. But what is what my concern now, do we ever learn? The people in power, do they learn? You remember Joseph Rizem for the memorial? You see how we talked to him? Talk before they can do the little bit. They still trying to force, to impose whatever they want to impose on people. Are we in democracy or we are in rule of law? May God be with us, though. I don't want to say much.
All right. Thank you very much,
Oluwashola. I'm sorry. Their blood is crying on Nigeria.
Oluwashola, thanks for your time. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I am Ezedun from Surulere.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Sandra, the travels of Abakiari is an indication that SARS was a terrible organization in Nigerian police. Actually, SARS wants the reform of Nigerian police. You see, Sandra, when the shooting happened and the committee was formed, I was sad and demanding that Adeboluwa should not accept the membership of that committee, because I thought that their work will be compromised. But today, they proved me wrong. Sincerely, I must commend them. Their report is massive, tremendous, but it is not 100%, because the governor demanded the soldier to come. The governor supposed to have some passenger of the indictment. The commander of the army garrison there, who sent the soldier to come, supposed to be indicted. You see, Sandra, I am happy with Adeboluwa. He has done very, very well. In fact, if the doubt I have on his capacity to deliver today is a rust. He has proved me totally wrong, that I was wrong to doubt his membership of that committee. You see, the governor should not play politics with this. The governor should just do his part. I know that the military, the governor don't have the power to prosecute those army personnel that came and the commander that sent them. But I want the governor to do his part, publish the report public, push it to presidency to fish out those commander and those army officers that sent those soldiers. I commend Adeboluwa sincerely, and I commend the parliament. A marvelous job, tremendous, great, great. Ezedun from Surulere.
Ezedun, thank you very much for your time. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're calling the wrong line. You have to call us back on the line for men. Duntoyi Olasukami says, youth, please get your PVC ready. It's time to run out these old fools and take this great and blessed country back. Enough is enough. Kenneth Kieran says, the release report of the NSAS panel now makes me at least have confidence in the constituted panels in Nigeria. Before, I didn't believe in any Nigerian panel. And for those who argue that nobody died, should call this station and apologize to Nigerians. For Lai Mohammed, I wonder what he's planning to tell us next. What happened to us that day, we will never forget. Kenneth Kieran there. Jeva Zaki says, Sandra, the blood of those innocent youth will continue to fight Governor Sanwo-Olu and those who gave the command. Patrick Edobo says, all our young people wanted was a society where they feel safe, where they can thrive, where they can blossom, where they can be protected from criminals and also from our police force. But alas, they were shot at, injured, and killed by the same armed forces that were supposed to protect them. This is sad. Patrick Edobo with that message there on Facebook. Thank you, Patrick, for getting in touch. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Now, our third story is one that you should listen to as well. Our third story is the Ikoyi building collapse. But we'll talk to Ngozi first and then bring you our third story. Hello, Ngozi. Good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually very happy that at the end of the day, the truth came to the limelight. As I've always said, you cannot hide the truth for so long. You can only try to do that, but after a while, it only takes time and it will surface. I also want to ask, at the end of this report, what lessons have our government, our security agencies learned from this whole NSAS issue? Because all I see is repetition of what actually led to the NSAS in the first place. A clear example was during the memorial of the NSAS. Sandra, just last week, a SAN called the attention of the public to the notorious Okuzo SAN, which was among the police unit that actually brought about this NSAS issue in the first place. Mm. They have kicked off again, and they have kidnapped a lot of people and locked them up in that same cell. Mm. A son made mention of this on social media last week, and it was trending. And everybody is keeping quiet until somebody somewhere comes up tomorrow, then we will end up to the same 20th October issue. Why can't our government do and security agencies do the right thing for once, for goodness sake? Why, Sandra? Why is this so difficult? Why is this so difficult? Why do police kill people at any slightest thing without even people you should protect, and you are the one taking away life? And everybody sits as if nothing. I think we need to change our orientation as a nation, as a people in totality. We should start holding life sacred. Maybe when we start, things will be better for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling. Now to our third story, also dealing with human life. The Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers has released a preliminary report on the collapse. The institute has told Nigerians that this report cannot be as detailed or as in-depth as the ones that will come from the police investigation and the panel that was set up by the state government. But it approaches the collapse from an engineering point of view and assesses what could, in capital letter, have gone wrong, based on documentary evidence. Let me read you the summary of the findings given by the Institute President, Dr. Kende Oshifala. He said, quote, there are clear indications of several design brief changes on the project, and the engineering and management of these changes appear to have been seriously inadequate. The buildings that collapsed was initially designed for six floors, later 12 floors, and further 15 floors. It could not yet be established the adequacy of any properly designed and documented further revision to the eventual 21 floors that was implemented and which collapsed. There are also indications that more than two structural engineering design firms worked on the project at different times. The preliminary investigation also revealed some evidence of structural inadequacy in the construction, and that signs of some structural distress had already started to show within certain elements of the building. End quote. That's from the Institute president, the Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers, that is. So the factors being listed here are multiple changes to the plan without properly handling the required engineering changes. I mean, if that is true, if it is true that the original plan for the 21-story building was for six stories, my guy, questions have to be answered. Questions have to be asked about whether the original foundation could possibly have been strong enough, for example. That's the first question I had in my head as soon as I read the story. Oshifala also pointed to the lack of insurance as one of the factors that makes a disaster like this more likely. According to him, before an insurance company will honor a policy on a project like this, they will insist that the developers do everything by the book, because the insurer is trying to reduce the risk of a collapse as much as possible so that they don't end up paying. So Shifala is faulting the developer's refusal to get an insurer. Remember, I told you yesterday that so far, no insurance broker or insurance company has stepped forward to say that they covered that building. But that's the latest update we have from the Ikoyi building collapse. What do you think about the findings of the Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers? And yes, you can talk about our other stories as well. Don't forget, we have a debate coming up at 4 o'clock. We have two young people who will be debating, incidentally, protests. I promise it wasn't planned. We did not know that they were going to release reports from the NSAS panel yesterday when we were choosing the topics for these children. But look at God. So look forward to that debate. It's happening at 4 o'clock in about 15 minutes. But for right now, talk to me about our three stories. Do you think the government should apologize to Nigeria's youths for how the NSAS protests ended? That's one of the recommendations of the panel. Is a second NSAS panel necessary? Because Governor Sanwo-Olu has set up a four-man panel to produce a white paper that will tell us the government's position. And because of that, they've not officially released the report that was submitted to them by the Lagos NSAS panel. And do you think that the Ikoyi collapse will bring changes to the building approvals process? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Ben, calling you from Sagam, Ogun State.
Ben, I'm glad to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, so you say it all. The government have to come and apologize. And I'm so disappointed in that Lai Mohammed. That man, I don't know other children, you always listen to that man whenever he talk. Because he's not good. You cannot treat the people like this. The government should come out and apologize to the country. And they should put an end for this police problem. As I'm talking to you, if you travel to Lagos to Chagam before you reach interchange, the place they kill, the customs shoot a woman last year. They are still there doing rubbish up to now. They are there. They haven't learned their lesson. So please, let the government come and stop this nonsense by the police. We are all fighting for the better of the police. We are not fighting against the police. But I don't know why the police are against us.
All right, Ben. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's speak with Meg. Hello, Meg. Thanks for calling us.
Sandra, one name, Madu.
Thank you, man.
Are you seeing our country, Nigeria?
I am.
You know that God would just usually vindicate news organizations that are doing a good job. Can you remember the outcry against CNN when they published what they published about NSAS?
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself then, I said, these people are too thorough to be telling a lie.
Mm.
Can you see? Kudos to Ebu. Ebu did well with my brother in Ife. Kudos to him.
Mm.
Kudos to the chair of that panel who didn't allow themselves to be manipulated by anybody.
Mm.
You ask the question whether a second panel is required. I don't think it's required. The government is trying to buy time and to cover their shame. That's the way I see it. But the truth of the matter is, it cannot be hidden. It's already publicized. Whatever white paper the governor wants to bring out, it's already belated. He should follow to the latter the recommendations of the panel and assuage the pain of Nigerians who lost their loved ones and compensate them adequately. Like Ngozi said, the sad thing is still going on in another shape and form. The police are still very brutal towards civilians, the people they are supposed to protect. So the blood of the innocent is not going to rest until they address what initiated the end SARS at the beginning. That's what Nigerians want. We want an end to police brutality. We want an end to the killing of innocent young boys because they are wearing dreadlocks and carrying computers around to do their jobs and to survive. In 2021, a police officer stops you to say, why do you have a laptop? What secondary and kindergarten students are using abroad? Landarabosha. God have mercy. Sandra, have a nice afternoon.
Meg, thank you for calling. Somaga is in Lekki. Hi, Somaga.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra, I don't think this second panel is necessary. It's not needed.
Okay.
I think it was set up to panel beat the first panel.
What? What does that mean? Panel beat the first panel.
They literally want to kill that first panel.
Oh, God.
And I also want to use this opportunity to thank whoever leaked this document, because I'm trying to imagine if it wasn't leaked, what they could have, you know, presented to the public, you know, after the second panel.
Hmm.
But they are so shameless that even after this one is leaked, they're still trying to, you know, paper the cracks and to cover some things. But let's see how it goes. And I also think that's what they are trying to do with the Ikoyi building collapse. Because I have a strong feeling that there's a strong government connection to that building. Everything points towards that. But time will tell. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Somaga. Thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Finally, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
This is Chris.
Welcome,
Sandra,
Chris.
Sandra, you remember some months back, what, two people always call you, say, people say, massacre, massacre. Where is the massacre? How come people never come out to claim that their people died? Sandra, you remember?
I remember.
I should mention their names?
I don't know. If you remember their names, why not?
One Chief Ugochukwu and the victim from Satellite. You remember?
Okay.
You always call, and they'll be asking you, where are the people? Why not come and claim the mention them? And you even tell them, say, look, there are some people who come out. Now, I want to thank whoever leaked that thing, because they are members of that party, but they can't take the secrecy to hide all this, and then they back out. I want to thank those set of people. And for the Ikoyi house, must you build the house in Ikoyi? When you are traveling to Ibadan, you see bush now after Ogere. Why not go and deal? Never build health state there. Sixth floor. From 6 to 15. From 15 to 21. Ha! God! Not only Lai Mohammed. And Sandra, you know, I always tell you I want to, if I have my way, I will sue Lai Mohammed. You remember?
Okay.
Lai Mohammed, Chief Ugochukwu, 18. Those three people. Even the governor said one or two people died. I want to hear what they would say to Nigerians now. Thank you, President Chandra.
Thank you very much, Chris, for calling. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to WhatsApp before the people there riot. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Good afternoon, President Sandra. Why is the panel not increasing the tempo report by indicting the culprit and taking them to court? Must the panel wait for the government to do that again? More so, the panel conceded to the pressure from the international interest. No apology. Please. And to cap these, the panel must have been having a bad dream at night from the innocent blood. Thank you, Sandra. Kudos to Nigeria Info. Richie with that message there. Maki Lagos says, Mikey, you're adorable. Mikey says the government must unreservedly apologize to the youth and to all Nigerians for their abuse of power and dishing out malicious lies to cover up the 2010-20 Lekki Tollgate massacre and make needed compensations to the bereaved and intimidated. Governor Sanwo-Olu should please thread with caution about the so-called two-week review of the submitted report and tell the whole truth according to the hard facts published in the report. Mikey Lagos, thanks for your message. Lai Mohammed should honorably resign if he has anything called shame. He called it a phantom killing just last month. Now God has shamed all of them. Youth should just get ready to take over this country through massive voting. President Sandra, my humble questions are, who takes responsibility of the soldiers who went to the Lekki Tollgate? Is it President Buhari or his then Chief of Army Staff? What sanction advice there in the panel's report against the LCC for obviously tampering with the CCTV footage? If one should desire to seek justice outside the shores of the country, how can one go about it? Is Nigeria Info going to invite Lai Mohammed for a response? Could you please invite families of these protesters killed by the army personnel to come forward to comment on the outcome of the panel's report? I came with that message there on WhatsApp. Hard facts. Sandra, I hope unknown gunmen will not come after my brother Ebu Adegboruwa, human rights lawyer that was on that panel. He's the only one that threatened to release more reports if Lagos State government refuses to do justice to the panel's report. The Lagos State government will be regretting for allowing him to be on the panel. He is a radical lawyer, transparent, a man of integrity. He has antecedents for fighting for the masses in Nigeria. I think we shouldn't celebrate yet because Inspector Fashola is still searching for his camcorder. Panel after panel is a way of killing the truth. Adeboyega Adediji with that message there. All right, thanks for your message. We've got so many more messages. Let me try and rush another one just before we take a break. Sandra, Rotimi, who claimed to have practiced journalism for over 20 years, should please call us to tell us more on Lekki Tollgate lies. I can't forget how you lectured us on investigative journalism because of him. Men are wicked. May the souls of those who were murdered on that day rest in perfect peace. Osa Agency with that message. Osa Agency, thank you very much for your message. Oh, we've got just 10 seconds left and we have to get ready for our debate at 4 o'clock. But this is a rolling story. I expect that more reactions to this thing will pour out tomorrow and we can take a look again at it tomorrow on the Big Three. But up next is I Beg to Differ Tournament. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.